Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Supervisor, can you explain to us the importance of the town having its own ambulance corps?
Well, the importance is that we're improving emergency medical services in the town. You know, that's first and foremost our first priority. Okay, for 50 years we've had our town paramedics, which is the only paid paramedic, municipal paramedic unit in Western New York, and we're only trying to enhance that capability by getting people transported to the hospitals as needed as quick as possible. So we did it in a fiscally responsible manner where it's not going to cost taxpayers. We're projecting not to have it cost taxpayers any money, and there'll actually be some money left over to use to help lower the taxes.
There at one point you say it was $660,000 annual, and then you say it's $253,000. What is the actual net revenue to the town if your projections hold true?
It's $660,000 for the revenue for the ALS and BLS transports, advanced life support, and basic life support. There's an additional fee that is called an ALS intercept fee, and that's an additional fee where our paramedics go on the ambulance rides with the Twin City ambulance. So there'll be a charge that we can get for that, and that adds an extra $400,000, and that brings it up to the over $1 million figure.
So the net revenue for the town is really about $253,000 then?
The net revenue after expenses, conservatively, will be over $250,000, correct. We think, you know, those 1,100 calls, that works out to about 3 calls a day. We think there are days where that we're probably going to be, we hope to average about 4 calls a day. So you can add another 300, possibly another 300 calls to that number.
Go ahead.
There's a little bit of a delay. What happens here?
Well, you know, it's called supervisor excitement, okay? Last October when I announced it, okay, I was excited to make the announcement because we believed that this was going to be a win-win for the town residents and the town because we could provide the service that is needed, we believed, and it was going to be a revenue generator for the town. So I anticipated it taking far less time than it did. You know, there were a couple obstacles, but, you know, the biggest obstacle was, you know, finding workers. We could not find enough applicants. We needed about 30 applicants. You know, we got about 12. So we had to rethink things, and we did it and came up with a great plan, I believe, that will still benefit the residents and the business owners, as well as the bottom line of the town.
Is this a function? You said 3, maybe 4 calls during an 8-hour shift. Is this a function of Tonawanda maybe having an older resident base than some other towns?
Absolutely. You know, I don't know if it's anything to be proud of, but we do have one of the oldest population demographics in Erie County, and there's a need for it, much like there's a need for the paramedics. Ironically, 50 years ago, when our paramedics were founded, former, at that time, Supervisor Jim Ryan, he He said at that time, we need to get into the paramedic service because we have an elderly population. Well, that population hasn't gotten any younger in the last 50 years. So again, we're a full service community. We service our residents from the time, you know, they're in their crib all the way up to the time, you know, they're senior citizens. So we're happy to provide this service.
What other towns are considering going to a core?
Well, I'm not going to divulge those because they haven't done it yet. I'll let them make the splash when they do.
Okay. And 1,100 calls, is that for the shift or is it for the whole day?
The 1,100 calls for the 8-hour shift per year. So it's an 8-hour shift, yeah. So we average well over 5,500 ambulance transports a year. But again, Twin City will be handling the 80% of those.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calls.
The function of having the shift working daytime hours, was that a byproduct of trying to get workers to work as opposed to doing overnights?
No, not really. You know, again, our original intention was to have a 24/7 operation. So when we had a pull back on it, we looked at the calls when the calls come in. And when we talked to Twin City, when we were negotiating with them with our agreement, you know, we were flexible on what hours we would take other than the overnight shift. You know, we said we could operate, you know, 7 to 4, 8 to 6, you know, we were open to that. And we came to an agreement, mutual agreement, that 8 to 6 was acceptable to them and it's acceptable to us.
It sounds like there will be 6 employees total, is that correct?
Yeah, 4 full-time employees and 2 part-time.
Do you think that's enough for the demand?
It's enough the demand for what we're going to be operating for an 8-hour period. Obviously, if we increase those hours to another shift, we'd have to hire more. Originally, we had anticipated hiring 20 EMTs, and that number couldn't work out. Didn't get enough people applying.
We didn't hear from residents this evening, but have you heard any feedback about where things stand at this point?
Well, it all depends. Yeah, I mean, I've heard people are skeptics. You know, they've been skeptical since day one when we announced it. But the proof is in the pudding. If we're wrong on this, I'll be the first to admit it. Just like I took ownership in the 24/7 operation, acting too quickly, I'll take ownership in this being a wrong decision. But I don't believe we're wrong, and I hope that those people, when it turns out to be a success, will come to a town board meeting and give us credit for it.
I guess overall, what difference should someone in the town expect to see in here? Say I was to get hurt in an ambulance, is there any difference?
Shouldn't see anything. Should be very transparent to them. Shouldn't see any difference. They're going to have an ambulance show up, you know, when they need it. 8 to 6, Tonawanda, Tonawanda EMTs. And the other times be Twin City. They shouldn't see any difference whatsoever.
Do you see the response time being shortened? I know that was one of the impetuses for going down this road.
I would certainly think that it would be shorter, only because we're operating right in the town. You know, so I think that alone will give us a little bit of a time advantage to get him to the hospital. But Twin City does a great job. We appreciate all that they've done over the years that they've serviced the town. We look forward to working with them in the future and together.
And does this also include the village as well?
It does include the village, yes. So the paramedics and EMTs will service both the village and the town.
Does the village have to compensate the town in any way, shape, or form?
No, we're all one big happy town here. We don't require that.
You said the ambulances would be making stops at the hospital in Kenmore, but also Mercy. So it's not just going to be the ambulances here.
Correct. Yeah, the calls will be making transports to Kenmore Mercy primarily. I think that would be most of them, but we'll also be going to Millard Fillmore Suburban, ECMC, where the calls, as needed, sure.
When were you hoping for the rollout? Did you say sometime?
Sometime in January. Yeah, I'm hoping for early January, but it'll be in January.
Are the paramedics going through training right now?
The EMTs.
Training
period. Yeah, EMTs are going through their training period. They're raring to go.
So will that dictate when when you can roll out, when the EMTs are certified and ready to go?
No, we're actually waiting for one more piece of paper that has to be signed, and then we can roll it out from the state.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.